All right, step 7 is fleshing out the melody. So you'll see that I rewrote the choices we made in step 6, and I added some new notes in between to give the melody, you know, to give it more flesh. Remember I said we had a skeleton before, and now we're giving it some flesh, all right? So, no, this is not a Halloween song. But anyway, here's how it sounds. Good. Are you able to play that along with me? It might be a little fast for some of you, but try it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Like a pretty okay song, right? It's not too shabby. I mean, I'd give that out as a Christmas present. So let me just explain how did I come up with the notes in between. All right, so first of all, let me just say we already wrote chord tones on beat 1, so the melody will automatically sound strong. So no matter what notes I choose out of the G major scale in step 1, it's gonna sound pretty good, okay? And pretty much all you need to do is randomly select, you know, notes out of the G major scale, and it'll sound good, and you're all good. But if you want to dig in a little deeper, I'm going to explain a little further what I did. I tried to connect where I was to where I was going. So, in number 7, step 7, bar 1, it starts on 3 of the second string. In bar 2, over the C chord, it goes to 3rd fret of the 1st string. So I need to have something to get me from there to there, and it's pretty simple. I mean, there's two scale tones in between. If you look at step 1, note number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the 5th note is the note that we started our melody on, and the 8th note is the one that starts the following bar. So there's two notes in between in that scale, and so I just use them both to connect the dots. Does that make sense? So I'm going from here to here, and the easiest way to get there is to just do scale tones there. All right, looking further to bars 3 and 4, that first note is on the 4th string, which I know this is not part of your scale in number 1. There's no notes on the 4th string. Number 1, it goes... And there's no notes on the 4th string, so, but we knew that that was a chord tone because of step 5. I wrote that note 4th string, 2nd fret. So, to get from that note to the next note in bars 3 and 4 of our step 7, hope you're following this, I'm going to stay away from notes on the 4th string to connect those, and so I just randomly chose... Notice one thing. I didn't give away the note I was going to. I played notes below it and above it in order to get there. So what I'm saying is, over bar 3, I got this note in the melody, and over bar 4, I got this note in the melody, right? But in order to get there, I need to connect them, but I don't want to give away the note I'm getting to. So I went below it with 3rd string fret 0, and I went above it with 2nd string fret 1, and now I'm landing on where I wanted to land on. Also, I have the song has a rhythmic coherence because it has the same rhythm in bar 1 as it does in bar 3, which ties it together. Namely, like, you know, that's a certain rhythm, and then, you know, it ties it together thematically. All right? So there's no real rules here, and I don't want to give you too much information to start letting you feel overwhelmed. You should just be exploring. Pick any 4 chords out of the G major scale and put any notes out of the G major harmonized scale. Pick the 4 chords. And then pick any notes out of the G major scale and put it over your song, and it'll sound good. If you want to go one step further, you do step 5, which is look at chord tones, and then put those on the first beat of each chord, which is in step 6, and then in step 7 you flesh out the melody a little more. Okay? I hope this is all making sense. I want you to start having fun. There's no right or wrong in songwriting. If it sounds good to your ear, then it is good. If it sounds good, it is good. That's the only rule. Okay? If you like it, no one else can tell you wrong. And don't necessarily look for approval from your friends and family, like, do you like my new song and whatever. Just start writing lots of songs, you know, and just have fun. It's not about what other people think. Everyone has an opinion, and the more people you ask, the more opinions you will get, you know. So just write songs and have fun. I would want to see them so I can help you take it to the next level. I'm not going to judge your song, whether it's good or bad. All I'm going to do is look for ways that I can help you take it to the next level right away. Right? As a bonus, on the next track, I'm going to do the whole process all over again just to review everything we've done so far. All right, have fun.